Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we distill the most vital information and insights from today's biggest trends. Today, we're diving headfirst into the lightning-fast world of real estate. Smart technologies aren't just changing things slightly. They're fundamentally reshaping how we buy, sell, manage properties. Everything. And AI agents. They seem to be leading this charge, making everyday tasks smoother, sure, but also uncovering insights we just, well, never thought possible before.
It's happening really fast, too.
It really is. I saw this 2025 industry survey statistic that was kind of a bombshell. It found a staggering 87% of brokerages are now using AI daily.
87% daily.
For everything. Writing listings, managing client communication.
Yeah.
It's not just a niche thing anymore. So yeah. Our mission today is pretty straightforward. Give you a shortcut to being really well-informed about these AI agents in real estate. You know, what are they, how do they add value? Maybe look at some specific tools out there and then peek into the future a bit.
And I think what's really compelling here is that it's not just about making things faster or, you know, more efficient. I mean, automation is a huge part of it, obviously. But the deeper impact, I feel, is how these tools empower us, everyone involved, to make better, faster, and just much more informed decisions. This cuts across the whole spectrum. Residential sales, complex commercial leasing. It's really elevating how the entire industry operates.
Okay, so we're talking about AI agents revolutionizing real estate. Let's unpack this a bit. What exactly is an AI agent in this context? How are they different from, say, the software tools people might already be using?
Right. Good question. So when we talk about AI agents here, we mean intelligent software tools. They're specifically designed to handle particular tasks in real estate, things like qualifying leads, maybe recommending listings, or supporting the transaction process itself.
Okay, but lots of software handles tasks.
Yeah.
What's the AI difference?
The crucial differentiator is this. Unlike older systems that just follow a set script or execute pre-programmed tasks, AI agents learn. They evolve. They learn from new data, market shifts, user interactions. They adapt in real time. That dynamic adaptability is what really changes the game. They can often spot trends or predict things even before a human analyst might.
So they're not static. They actually get smarter.
Exactly. And they come in lots of forms, too. You might see them as, say, sophisticated chatbots answering client questions 24/7. Or they could be complex pricing models tracking market changes with incredible granularity. We even see AI image tools now that analyze listing photos, spotting details maybe a human eye would miss, like slight water damage or figuring out the best way to stage your room virtually.
Interesting. So their core purpose is tackling these property-specific jobs, freeing up specialists.
Precisely. Helping them save time, make sharper decisions, even when they're technically off the clock because the AI is always working.
Okay, understanding what they are is one thing. But here's where it gets really interesting for me. How do these AI agents actually help you get ahead?
Yeah.
How do they translate into a real competitive advantage in such a, you know, often overwhelming market?
Yeah, this is where the value really shines. One of their most powerful capabilities is analyzing market trends. Think about it. They can scan just vast amounts of data. Pricing history, demographic shifts, real-time demand signals, things humans struggle to process at that scale.
And they spot patterns and all that noise.
Exactly. They identify patterns and correlations that allow them to suggest, say, the optimal time to list a property, or how to price it most competitively right now, or even pinpointing promising areas for investment before they become obvious hotspots. It's almost like having a data-powered crystal ball, constantly learning and updating.
Can you give an example? Like, how does that play out day-to-day?
Sure. So in residential real estate, an AI agent might notice local inventory dropping sharply and recommend a slight price increase to capitalize on demand. It sees that shift instantly. For commercial teams, maybe it flags an office building in their portfolio that's starting to underperform based on recent leasing trends in the area, or it highlights an emerging industrial zone that wasn't on their radar yet. It keeps everyone a step ahead.
That makes sense. Beyond just market analysis, you mentioned property matching.
Absolutely. AI agents are becoming incredibly effective matchmakers. Think about a buyer browsing online. The AI learns their behavior, not just what they filter for, but what they click on, what they save, what they linger on. It starts to understand their unspoken preferences, their taste, alongside their budget, and surfaces listings that are a really good fit. It goes way beyond basic filters.
More intuitive matching.
Much more. And for commercial deals, it gets even more nuanced. The AI can factor in complex details, things like specific lease term requirements, a company's current size versus its growth forecast, all these variables. It can uncover better options faster for both the tenant and the landlord. This kind of smart matching saves everyone time and leads to better outcomes.
Okay, so these capabilities sound powerful. How does this all translate into practical, day-to-day wins? Like, for you listening, whether you're a broker, an investor, a property manager, what are the concrete ways these tools make a difference? Let's dive into that.
Right. Let's get specific. One immediate benefit is simply faster property searches and interactions. Think about virtual assistants. They're essentially always on, ready to answer questions or suggest listings the second a potential buyer shows interest online.
Instant engagement.
Exactly. And that keeps prospects engaged. There was that Velocify data point. Just replying to an online lead within 1 minute can boost conversions by something like 391%.
Wow, 391%. That's huge, just from speed.
It's incredible. And that speed extends directly into automated lead conversion. Instead of manually chasing down every single website visitor or inquiry, you have digital assistants. They can welcome visitors, ask qualifying questions, gather essential info, and then flag the most promising prospects for the human agents.
So the sales team focuses only on the really serious leads.
Right. They can focus their energy where it counts most, closing deals, not just sifting through inquiries. It ensures fewer leads slip through the cracks.
Okay, what about pricing and risk? That seems critical.
Definitely. Predictive valuation and risk assessment is another major area. You have automated valuation models, AVMs. These systems crunch huge amounts of historical and real-time property data. They deliver impressively accurate price estimates. You know Zillow's Zestimate.
Yeah, everyone knows the Zestimate.
Well, its median error rate for homes on the market is down to about 2%. That's pretty accurate. Lenders, investors, they increasingly rely on these AVMs for objective, data-driven numbers. It speeds up pricing discussions and builds confidence.
Accuracy is obviously key. But with all this data, are we just swapping human error for maybe new kinds of AI risks? And you mentioned fraud earlier. How are these tools helping combat things like fake listings or transaction issues?
That's a really important point. Vigilance is always needed. AI isn't infallible. But on the fraud front, it's making significant strides. Computer vision, for example, can analyze listing photos. It can spot subtle signs of digital tampering or image duplication, flagging potentially fake listings. It looks for inconsistencies that a human might miss scrolling quickly.
Okay, so image analysis for fake listings. What about the money side?
On the transaction side, things like blockchain are starting to play a role. It helps secure property records immutably. And smart contracts built on blockchain can automate parts of the deal execution once predefined terms are met. This reduces the potential for manual errors or disputes over titles and payments.
Right. And for people managing properties day to day, landlords, property managers.
Big benefits there, too. Smoother tenant and portfolio management. Smart maintenance tools are a great example. Using sensors or analyzing tenant reports, AI can flag potential problems like a furnace acting up or a potential leak before they become major costly repairs. Yeah. Deloitte actually found this kind of early detection can cut breakdowns by up to 70% and lower overall maintenance expenses by around 25%.
70% fewer breakdowns. That's huge savings and fewer headaches.
Absolutely. And on the financial side, think about dynamic rent adjustments. AI can analyze real-time market demand, vacancy rates, seasonality, and suggest optimal rent prices. This helps property owners maximize income, reduce vacancies, and just keep operations running more efficiently.
And I guess the AI never sleeps. That 24/7 availability must be a big plus.
It's a massive advantage, especially the cost savings that come with it. A single scalable AI system can handle thousands of tenant messages or inquiries simultaneously. No breaks, no overtime pay. This lets smaller teams operate almost like large ones and can drastically cut down customer support costs. And automated workflows speed things up, too. Maxwell, for instance, they have an AI mortgage platform. They report closing loans 13 days faster on average.
13 days faster.
Yeah. And that increased loan officer capacity by something like 40%. That's doing more business without burning out your team.
So when you put it all together, it's not just one thing. It's across the board.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how these benefits really tailor themselves to different roles. For real estate agencies and brokerages, the big wins are often faster, smarter property search, automating that lead qualification grind, and basically augmenting human productivity. For real estate investors, it's more about the sharp end of valuation and risk analysis, fraud detection, and having that 24/7 market intelligence. And then for property managers and owners, it's really about streamlining tenant interactions, optimizing portfolio performance, predictive maintenance, huge efficiency gains. The real insight here isn't just the individual pieces, it's the cumulative effect. How these tools combine to give you a strategic edge, turning raw data into this almost prescient understanding of the market and your clients.
Okay, it's one thing to talk about these benefits in theory, but you might be wondering, what does this look like in practice? Let's talk about some of the actual platforms, the tools that are already out there making waves, helping with lead generation, virtual staging, getting pricing right, staying ahead of market shifts, all that stuff.
Yeah, let's look at some specifics. In lead generation and CRM, customer relationship management, we're seeing some really smart platforms. Take CINC, for example. It's really strong for generating leads, yes, but also for automated tracking and follow-ups. Probably best suited for mid to large teams focusing on paid lead acquisition. It's quite comprehensive.
More than just a contact list.
Oh, definitely. Then there's Elisa AI. This is an intelligent leasing assistant specifically for the multifamily sector. It handles chats, follow-ups, service requests, basically automating a lot of the communication for property managers dealing with high inquiry volumes, much more advanced than a simple chatbot. And for creating marketing materials, Epic.ai is interesting. It uses AI to generate real estate content, property descriptions, email campaigns, social media posts. It lets you scale marketing without necessarily needing a dedicated copywriter.
Okay, shifting gears to how properties look. Virtual tours, staging, that's changed so much.
It really has. Tools here are transforming property presentation. You've got Reimagine Home. It uses AI for virtual staging, but also lets you do virtual interior redesigns, even exterior upgrades, all starting from the listing photos. Gives realtors quick, flexible visual makeovers.
So you can show buyers potential, not just the current state.
Exactly. For higher-end listings that need that premium look, there's StyleDot. It uses AI-assisted virtual staging, but includes human quality checks. This aims for higher realism, which is crucial in the luxury market. And something like Get Floor Plan can generate 2D and 3D floor plans, plus virtual tours, just from basic sketches or existing plans, much faster and more affordable than traditional drafting.
Right, and then the analytics side.
Yeah.
Valuations, market intelligence.
Yeah, critical area. Tools are sifting through massive data sets here. House Canary is a big name. It provides robust valuation models, market forecasts, and deep analysis. Really useful for lenders, investors, realtors who need reliable real-time data. They're particularly good at forecasting future value trends.
Future value, interesting.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, you have Opendoor, which is slightly different.
Yeah.
It's an iBuyer platform using AI, not just to value homes, but to actually make real-time cash offers. So it's a transaction platform powered by AI valuation. For the commercial real estate world, Reonomy is powerful. It aggregates tons of property data, ownership records, sales history, debt info to help investors and brokers identify off-market opportunities. It excels at connecting fragmented data to find hidden gems. And even for smaller investors, there's Deal Machines Alma. It's a conversational AI assistant focused specifically on analyzing potential investment deals, more niche than a general chatbot.
Wow. Okay. That selection really shows the incredible diversity, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the specialization. These aren't one-size-fits-all tools. They're catering to very specific needs within the industry, attracting leads, making places look great online, digging deep into market data, even helping close deals.
Absolutely. The specialization is key. Each tool is honing in on solving a particular problem really well.
This naturally raises the question, though, how does all this magic happen? What are the enabling technologies? What's actually powering these AI agents behind the scenes?
It's really a potent combination of a few core technologies working together. First, you've got natural language processing, or NLP. This is what lets the software understand and generate human language. It enables handling real conversations, interpreting documents like leases, replying coherently in multiple languages. It's the engine behind chatbots, voice search functions, and even AI-powered contract review tools. It can answer questions like, is this home near good schools? Or pull key clauses from a dense legal document.
So NLP is how the AI understands and talks like a human, basically, becoming a fluent communicator.
Pretty much, yeah. Next up is machine learning, or ML. This is the learning part of AI. ML algorithms help the software learn from historical data, past deals, market shifts, user behavior. This learning is what powers things like automated valuations, sophisticated lead scoring, and those personalized property recommendations we talked about. For realtors, it means smarter pricing advice. For investors, better risk forecasting. It turns raw data into actionable insights and decisions.
Okay, NLP for language, ML for learning and prediction. What else?
The third core piece is computer vision. This technology enables systems to see and interpret images and videos. It can analyze a photo and identify features: hardwood floors, granite countertops, maybe even the brand of appliance. It can also virtually stage empty rooms by understanding the space, or even flag potential issues like water stains or foundation cracks from inspection photos or videos. This speeds up listing creation, ensures consistency, and supports remote property assessments or walkthroughs.
Seeing the world through images makes sense for real estate.
Definitely. And beyond these core three, several other technologies kind of bring it all together and enhance capabilities. Things like IoT sensors and smart buildings provide real-time data streams for predictive maintenance or energy management. RPA, robotic process automation, acts like a digital workforce, handling high-volume, repetitive digital tasks like data entry or report generation, freeing up human teams. Knowledge graphs are becoming important, too. They help connect disparate data points, linking property info with owner details, market trends, zoning laws, painting a much richer, more contextual picture than simple databases.
So connecting the dots between different pieces of information.
Exactly. And then you add technologies like ARVR for those immersive virtual tours and renovation previews we mentioned, and blockchain, as we discussed, for enhancing security and transparency in transactions and record keeping. So if you connect this back to the bigger picture, it's really this combination of technologies working in concert that makes today's AI tools so powerful and increasingly trustworthy. And they're only getting better faster.
It sounds incredibly powerful, but, well, it can't all be perfectly smooth sailing, right?
Yeah.
Like any major technological shift, there must be challenges, roadblocks. What should we be aware of when diving into AI in real estate?
You're absolutely right. There are definitely limitations and hurdles, and it's crucial to acknowledge them. Probably the biggest one is data quality and availability. You know the old saying, junk in, junk out. It applies perfectly here.
Sanitary and garbage out.
Yeah. AI is only as good as the data it learns from. And real estate data can be messy. Public databases might be outdated. MLS records can have inconsistencies. Even a company's own internal spreadsheets might be incomplete or formatted differently. If the data isn't clean, accurate, and comprehensive, the AI's outputs, whether it's a valuation or a lead score, won't be reliable. So having a robust data strategy focusing on consolidation, cleansing, regular maintenance, that's really the essential first step.
I see. So data integrity is truly the foundation. But practically speaking, how tough is it for, say, an average brokerage to really get their data house in order, especially with years of messy historical records?
It can be a significant undertaking, no doubt about it. It often requires dedicated resources and a clear plan. It might be a phased approach, starting with the most critical data sets first. But the payoff in terms of reliable AI performance is immense. Then, flowing from data are the significant concerns around privacy, security, and compliance.
Right, dealing with sensitive client information.
Exactly. Client financial details, personal preferences, contact info, it's incredibly sensitive. AI tools that handle this data must be built and managed securely. They need to comply with data privacy laws like CCPA in California or GDPR in Europe, which have strict rules about how personal information is collected, stored, and used. This means robust security measures, strict access controls, data encryption, and clear accountability. A data breach involving AI isn't just a tech failure, it's a major legal and reputational disaster.
Okay, so security and compliance are non-negotiable. What about fairness? Can AI be biased?
That's another critical challenge. Bias and explainability. AI learns from historical data. And unfortunately, history often contains biases, societal biases reflected in past housing patterns, lending practices, or even appraisal data. If an AI learns from biased data without safeguards, it can perpetuate or even amplify those biases. For instance, it might systematically undervalue homes in certain neighborhoods or unfairly score loan applicants from specific demographics.
So it could accidentally discriminate.
Potentially, yes. That's why it's crucial to carefully audit the data used for training, implement fairness checks in the algorithms, and maintain human oversight for critical decisions. We also need AI systems to be more explainable, meaning we can understand why the AI made a particular recommendation or decision, especially for high-stakes outcomes.
Makes sense. What other hurdles are there? Maybe more practical ones.
Well, there's integration with legacy systems. Many real estate companies still rely on older software platforms that weren't built with AI or modern APIs in mind. Connecting new AI tools to these older systems can require significant technical effort building custom integrations using middleware. It's doable, but it takes time and expertise. The payoff is usually smoother operations and much better data flow once it's done. And finally, there's the challenge of cost, expertise, and adoption. Implementing AI isn't always cheap. especially for custom solutions. You might need specialized skills on your team or need to hire external experts. And getting the team comfortable using new AI-powered workflows takes time, training, and change management.
So it's not just plug and play sometimes?
Not always. That's why starting small is often advised. Pilot a specific use case, demonstrate value, learn what works in your context, and then build momentum and scale from there. But I do want to reassure you, while these challenges are real, they are generally solvable with careful planning, the right expertise, and a strategic approach.
Okay, so we've navigated the present challenges. Let's look ahead. What's next? You said the industry is really just scratching the surface. What should we be keeping an eye on in the coming years? What are the exciting future trends?
Yeah, the future looks pretty dynamic. We're heading towards even smarter systems, more automation, and I think more immersive experiences. One major trend I see gaining momentum is the combination of AI with blockchain and smart contracts.
We touched on that for security. How does it evolve?
It evolves towards enabling truly secure, potentially self-executing property transactions with fewer intermediaries. Imagine property ownership represented as secure digital tokens on a blockchain, and smart contracts automatically releasing funds or transferring title once conditions verified by AI or oracles are met. This could dramatically speed up closings, reduce costs, and significantly cut down on fraud, especially for complex or cross-border deals.
That sounds like a complete game changer for how deals get done. Speed, security.
It really could be. Another exciting area is immersive AR/VR experiences. We talked about virtual staging, but this goes further. Think fully realistic, interactive virtual walkthroughs that feel like you're actually there. AR tools layered onto your phone camera that let you see potential renovations or furniture layouts in a physical space instantly. Some forward-thinking brokerages are even experimenting with metaverse showrooms, allowing clients from anywhere in the world to explore high-end listings together in a shared virtual space.
Talk about bringing the open house directly to your living room or anywhere.
Exactly. Convenience and accessibility on a whole new level.
We'll also definitely see hyper-personalized AI assistants become much more sophisticated and common. These won't just be chatbots answering FAQs. They'll be proactive advisors.
Yeah.
Imagine an AI that truly understands your architectural style preferences, your commute needs, your family's changing requirements, and proactively alerts you to perfect fit listings before they even hit the wider market. The personalization will feel much more nuanced and human, maybe even offering support in multiple languages seamlessly. A truly personal property concierge.
Sort of, yeah. And looking beyond the individual property, AI's role will expand significantly in the context of smart cities, sustainability, and risk modeling. Expect AI tools to play a bigger part in urban planning, optimizing traffic flow, monitoring building energy consumption for efficiency goals, and predicting the impact of climate change, like flood risk or wildfire exposure on property values and insurability. For investors, this means much more sophisticated modeling of long-term asset performance and environmental, social, and governance ESG factors.
So AI helping us build and manage more resilient and sustainable communities.
That's the goal. Finally, I think we'll witness both AI democratization and ongoing regulatory evolution. On one hand, powerful AI tools will become more affordable and accessible, likely through cloud platforms and specialized SaaS solutions, leveling the playing field somewhat for smaller and mid-sized firms. But on the other hand, as AI takes on more critical decision-making roles in valuations, lending, tenant screening, we'll inevitably see new regulations emerge. Rules governing the transparency, fairness, and accountability of AVMs and other AI systems used in housing decisions.
More power, but also more scrutiny.
Exactly. It's a necessary balance. And this really raises a crucial question as we look ahead. How will all these powerful trends collectively shape not just the real estate industry itself, but fundamentally alter our individual experiences of finding, buying, selling, and managing property?
It's truly clear that AI agents are bringing an incredible, really fundamental transformation to the world of real estate. We've seen how they're simplifying tasks, boosting efficiency, yes, but also uncovering those invaluable insights. From the daily grind of brokerages to the future shape of our cities, these tools are undeniably reshaping how we interact with property, which leaves us with a thought to mull over. Given this rapid evolution and the increasing power of these tools, what ethical considerations become truly paramount as AI agents start making more autonomous decisions in really high-value, deeply personal transactions, like buying a family home? Something to think about. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.